Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Well, I loved what you wrote in the intro, and if you don't mind, I want to read it and just have you comment on it. And you listening today, I want you to let this in, if you would. I can only hope to adequately convey the urgency of God's calling. Wake up, strengthen what remains and is about to die, for I have found your deeds unfinished, as Scripture says. It's time for a fresh awakening of our hearts to God. Let's go turn the world upside down. I want you to talk about that place, really, where God has us.
God is always trying to get his message out that he loves us. He loves human beings. And of course, it all comes together in Jesus, where he showed us how much he loves us in his giving his son, his precious son, to be die on the cross. And that message of salvation, that message of Jesus Christ, is what God is wanting to portray now through us today, the people who are listening today, through you, if I may say that. He's wanting us to say, look, I've given you through my son and through the work of the Holy Spirit, through the promises in Scripture, I've given you everything you need to be my followers and to be my representative, to be my ambassadors, to represent me here on earth, my love to those people who are in your life. You can't do it in your strength. The early disciples, they learned that. Jesus said, you've got to wait, let the Holy Spirit come. But he's saying, look, if you give everything over to me, you'll never lose out. I'll fill you with my Spirit. I'll give you my heart for the lost. I'll give you the power to witness for me. And we will turn the world upside down. That's what those early disciples did.
Yeah.
They weren't very intelligent. They were fishermen and other folks who most of the world would look down on. They simply had got to know Jesus, and then they waited and allowed the Holy Spirit to fill their lives. And we're told later on in Acts, they turned the world upside down. And if we want to see America turn a different way spiritually and morally and socially and every other way, there's only one answer, and that's Jesus Christ. And that comes through us. So we're sitting on dynamite here with Jesus inside our hearts. He's desperately wanting to come through. There is an urgency that America is now going very rapidly towards the same way that Europe went, where 50% are atheists now. The consequence of that is horrific in terms of the breakdown of society. I won't go into all the details now, but there's many things that are happening there. We don't want America to go the same way as that. And so it's the answer is in us, in the church, to awaken, allow this light. Light drives out darkness, and it's the light of God in our hearts through the power of the Holy Spirit will change the spiritual atmosphere in this country. So that's where the urgency is, and we do need to awaken. I believe we need to awaken to God's love, to God's Holy Spirit, and his calling on our lives.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.